Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you and I greet you in the wonderful name which is above every name. I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we go into a subject that is a very familiar aspect of the Christian's life, and that is spiritual warfare. And I just sense in the spirit that many of you are experiencing an increasing level of spiritual warfare. And so may I commend you. You are obviously doing something right. If the enemy has in his clutches someone that is not surrendered to God, or perhaps who doesn't even know God, they are not a threat to his kingdom of darkness. But the very fact you're experiencing hindrances and opposition and all kinds and dimensions of spiritual warfare in your life is but a sign you are a threat to him. You are making progress. You are continuing on, trusting the Lord in spite of his attacks. And so I want to devote at least a few broadcasts to ministering to you what I trust are some very familiar passages. But for those of us who have walked with the Lord for a length of time, sometimes it is good just to be reminded, to hear again, and just to understand that no, you haven't done something wrong, but you're pressing in, and therefore the enemy is doing everything he can to discourage you. And for those who perhaps may be young in the faith, that as you read the Word of God, you will understand that we are indeed in a warfare. But Jesus told his disciples, he said, in the world, you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And also we are to understand that when we are tested, nothing we experience, nothing comes to us that our Heavenly Father doesn't allow. And he does that for a purpose. The trial of our faith causes us to come forth as pure gold. And so in the midst of obstacles, in the midst of hindrances, our faith is being tried and tested and perfected. So even though a work of the enemy might be the situation in your life right now, he wants you to know he has given you weapons of warfare. He's given you the armor of light. And all you need do is, having done all you know to do, as the scriptures remind and exhort us, having done all, we stand. Because as we do that, we'll remember and understand that the battle is the Lord's. Jesus has gotten the victory by the strength of his right arm. He has provided victory in your life for God's people. And so he goes forth before us as the captain of the host. So I want you to be encouraged. And before we go into the Word, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank you for the beauty and the wonder of your Word. Lord, regardless of where we find ourselves, sometimes, Lord, we're in the lowest valley. Other times we're rejoicing on the mountaintop, just basking in your presence, enjoying your favor and your bountiful benefits and blessings. But Lord, we know that we go through valleys, we go through mountains, we have to climb those steep mountain ranges. But Lord, I thank you that you make all our mountains a way. And you have a purpose for that. But Lord, right now, I thank you that those who are in spiritual warfare, Father, with the understanding, with the authority that you have given us, with the spiritual armaments and the weapons of our warfare, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit. Father, I thank you as we stand upon your Word, as I pray with my brothers and sisters who are going through a time of testing. Lord, I thank you that you are our victor, you are our God, and as we are submitted to you, Lord, that as we resist the enemy, he will flee from before us. And so, Father, I rebuke every work of darkness. I rebuke every bit of oppression, every spirit of heaviness, every bit of discouragement and despair. And I thank you, Lord, for the faith of God to rise in the hearts of your people. And Lord, that they shall know that in just a little while, the victory will be seen and they will be able to praise and rejoice. But even now, Lord, as they stand in the midst of the heat of the battle, they'll be able to praise you. And Lord, we do. You are a mighty, a faithful, and a wonderful God. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. Lord, we thank you that you are our God and that you have chosen us and called us. Thank you now for your ministry to your people. Thank you, Lord, for a revelation and unfolding of the Word of God in our lives. Not that we would just hear it, but Lord, most importantly, that we would act upon it. And we will see the hand, your hand, giving us the victory that we have desired in the wonderful, matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Well, we want to share about the warrior's enemy. We are in a battle, are we not? And so, reading just a few familiar scriptures found in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, starting at verse 11, we hear the Apostle Paul advising us, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Amen. Praise God. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, "My beloved, yet even at this moment I meet you at your point of need. Yea, I am the Lord. I am your very present help in the time of trouble, and in the time of testing, and in the time of battle. Yea, though the flames shall surround you, ye shall not fear, for the flame shall not kindle upon you. I am your God, and I bear my holy arm in your behalf, that you shall go forward only, and you shall keep your eyes stayed upon me. Look not to the left nor to the right. Close your ears to the lies of the enemy, to those who would not stand in faith with you, and set your face as a flint upon your God, knowing that as you keep your eyes single, your whole body shall be full of light, and I shall give you great counsel. I am the mighty counselor, and I shall give you wisdom and understanding in the way in which you should walk, that you shall not be ashamed, and you shall not be intimidated, for those who put their trust in the Lord shall not be ashamed. Therefore, look up and praise me, and know that I am with you, and you shall rejoice, for you shall see the hand of the Lord bared in your behalf as you go forward, and going forward shall be more than a conqueror, says the Lord." Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we are more than overcomers in you. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, we want to, beloved, look at our adversary, the devil. We know that Jesus encouraged his disciples, and the words that are recorded in the epistles, in the gospels, are there to encourage us. The Christian's great enemy is not flesh and blood, as I shared in reading that 6th chapter of Ephesians, but instead, it is real spiritual and powerful personalities, and it is that chief personality, if you will, is defined in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 9, none other than the devil and Satan. Let me read verses 12 and 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So, beloved, we see that the devil, of course, he has henchmen, he has helpers, if you will, but what did Jesus say about the devil? What does the word tell us about his character? Well, there's only one devil or Satan, but there are many demons. The devil and his angels have had long experience in sinning. The devil sinneth from the beginning, John says in 8:44. And Jesus speaking, he says he was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Beloved, he was one of the greatest and most powerful of God's creation. In Isaiah, the 14th chapter, that prophet gives a prophetic view of what occurred in times past. He was called the son of the morning. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? He is called the lion for strength, and you know he goes about as a roaring lion, and he is called a dragon for fierceness, and the old serpent for subtlety. Even our Lord called him the prince of this world. Well, beloved, my time has just flown by, and we're going to continue this. We're going to see how he operates, what's his modus operandi, if you will, and how, as the people of God, we can, without fail and without defeat, see him put under our feet and move on into the path of victory that God has ordained for us. As I bring this broadcast to a close, if you are in intense spiritual warfare, or if you're in a time of just quandary and you need the Lord's help and you need his understanding as far as direction, I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And I want you to know I dearly love you and pray for you, remembering you every day in prayer. And partners and my radio family. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.